The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are live 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Bedouin FM, Bunkrugu, Klenam Radio in Bato, Gaskia FM, Techiman, and Radio Wa in Wa. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, second devastating fire in 2 years leaves hundreds of squatters homeless at Ekumok at Circle here in the national capital. Details as the affected residents beg for assistance to rebuild their lives.
We are there, we see fire is burning.
I have a lot, my fridge, my things and my money too.
As you are looking at me right now, I don't even have anything to wear. It's only this my down that I'm wearing.
Also, Overlord of Dagbon orders the ban of the use of firearms during funerals and cultural activities in the kingdom following growing concern about the proliferation of light weapons.
The kingdom, which is gradually being threatened through proliferation, misuse and abuse of small arms and light weapons by the youth during traditional and cultural events.
The Northern Regional Security Council has served notice it will crack down on the carrying of sophisticated weapons there. Daryl, business?
And in business, government finally settles more than 2 billion cedis in pension contributions for public sector workers. We hear from the chief executive of the National Pensions Regulatory Authority, John Quinimbo, on the Joy Business Report.
And in our fourth exhibition series today, Joy News gets results as major desilting of drinks begins in Kumasi in the Ashanti region. I am Hannah Odame with the details of these and more in this bulletin. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible journalism. Hundreds of squatters at the location known as Ekumok at Circle here in the national capital have been left homeless after fire engulfed their makeshift structures, marking the second blaze to destroy their area in just 2 years. They are appealing to government and individuals for assistance to rebuild their lives. My colleague Michael Ashali was there and reports.
Thomas was there when it all started.
We are there, we see fire is burning. Then told me that one of girl was cooking inside the room, was using gas. Okay. When he forget that he was cooking.
Okay.
Then the fire got.
Okay.
It be that I hear from the girls.
Previously living on the edge in an unsanctioned area, these squatters are now homeless after the fire raised their makeshift stalls.
I have a lot, my fridge, my things, and my money too.
Zara James is a Nigerian. She came to Ghana to make ends meet, but has lost it all to the inferno.
How much was in there?
31.
Come again?
31 million.
What was that money to you?
It means a lot, but I don't have anything to say.
How does this make you feel?
Heartbroken.
Dennis Anthony has called this place home for just 7 months, forced to settle here after enduring a significant setback in life.
I couldn't take any of my things. I couldn't take any of my things. By the time I came back, as you are looking at me right now, I don't even have anything to wear. It's only this my down that I'm wearing.
For nearly 4 hours and at least 5 fire tenders, personnel from the Ghana National Fire Service managed to bring the fire under control. As the smoke clears and the extent of their losses sink in, the immediate challenge for many is finding shelter under the looming rain clouds and securing their next meal.
What they want right now is for government to come to their aid. For Joy News, Michael Ashale.
Moving on, the overlord of Dagbon, Yana Abukari II, has banned the use of firearms in his kingdom. He said he was aware of the brazen impunity by some youth in carrying weapons and live ammunition at various traditional and cultural events, especially during installation of regents. The overlord disclosed this when he met all 36 paramount chiefs and sub-chiefs in Yindi.
The overlord raised the concern in a speech read on his behalf by the registrar of the Dagbon Traditional Council, Alhassan Fatau, at the emergency handing over of the newly built houses for affected victims of the Gbewa Palace redevelopment project. The Yana condemned the acts of lawlessness by some of his chiefs who are involved in the practice.
Nanama, this meeting is called as a matter of urgency to discuss and take steps towards saving the good image of the kingdom, which is gradually being threatened through proliferation, misuse and abuse of small arms and light weapons.
You heard the overlord of Dagbonyana Abukari II ending the report by Martina Bugri. Now, the minority in parliament is refuting allegations of pushing away potential investors from the country through their incessant demands for government to present contracts that are multi-year in nature, including the NextGen Infraco and SML contracts, to parliament for approval. According to Roxin Nelson Defiamakpo, that's MP for South Dai, the tag of being fearmongers placed on them by the majority for asking government to do the lawful things will not deter them from holding government accountable. We'll hear from him shortly. But first, why not listen to the majority leader, Alexander Afenyo-Markin, accusing the minority of hurting the economy with their incessant demands for government to present every contract it signs to parliament.
If businesses are hearing such news, basically they are not going to give up their best. People will keep their money, and that would affect the good people of Ghana. Every government engages the private sector. The object of that is to create space for economic growth. So if you recklessly scare of the businessmen, and where you know that what you are putting out is not true, what you are trying to do is to sabotage the economy.
But a member of the minority, Roxin Nelson Defiamikpo, says the minority is only ensuring the government respects the law that governs the country.
In these circumstances, we are making certain demands, and it's therefore preposterous for members of this government to say that we are harassing foreign entities who intend to do business in Ghana. We have laws that ought to be complied with. The country is not a sole proprietorship. Even as a sole proprietorship, you have to govern the sole proprietorship in accordance with the sole proprietorship arrangement.
You heard there, Roxin Nelson Defiamikpo. He's MP for South Dai. Now, some prospective first-time voters living with varied forms of disabilities are calling for a quota system that will allow them to fully participate in the governance of the country. According to them, successive governments have paid lip service to addressing their concerns, particularly the implementation of the Disability Act, which requires all public buildings to be made accessible to persons with disabilities. They believe they are involved in all aspects of leadership will help ensure their aspirations and needs are adequately met. Listen to them interact with Joy Prime's Lois Shola Adeyemi.
They stigmatize us, so they should give the opportunity for persons with disability to also participate in legislation, because they will be persons with disability, they're in our shoes, right? So they'll know what we need and they'll be able to meet our needs. So they should give equal opportunities to persons with disability to also be stakeholders.
Now, we've already had a minister, OT Regional Minister Joseph Makubu, who was in there a few months or years ago. He was a person with disability. So are we saying it's not like anybody has a mean there? Are we asking for more?
Yeah, he's the only person I know of, and I...
Now, after months of being driven away by the stench of drains choked by filth at the Abuabu lorry station, traders and drivers have heaved a sign of relief as Joy News Filth Exhibition got the KMA to start a major cleanup of drains in the area. Joy News, in its recent Filth Exhibition series, uncovered the drain filled with heavy waste, posing health risk from its unpleasant stench. Clayton Yeboah provides a special report on the recent cleanup efforts by the KMA.
The Joy News team highlighted this situation in its flagship series, Filth Exhibition. Now traders, drivers and residents beam with joy as the reportage yields results. Officials of the KMA have begun a week-long cleanup in some selected areas, including the Abuabu lorry station main drain. A garbage container now occupies the spot to contain trash. Traders, drivers and residents hope the new development will improve sanitary conditions in the area. Kumasi Metropolitan Assembly Chief Executive Samuel Pine, in a recent interview with Joy News, disclosed the Assembly lost over 30,000 cedis to the clearing of waste from drains in the Waec area in Akwetia Line. According to KMA Environmental Director Yao Ofori, these areas along with other major areas in Edum will be cleared in a week. He indicated the reportage and intensity of the situation fast-tracked the Assembly's response.
Now, we had a report that your outfit took a picture of what actually happened at the Abu Abu. Basically, it's not expected for you to even call it before we do that. We'll be doing it. And I went, the picture was...
Clinton Yeboa brought us that report. And with that, we end the news at 6 with me, Hannah Odami, which was broadcast live from the studios of Joy 99.7 FM and over 30 affiliates across the country. The Super Morning Show team takes over. Have a great morning.